So you're here at a very bad time for me.
Fred Gemitter has just discovered the first signs of greening disease on a 15-year-old tree. The University of Florida scientist is driving a pickup truck through the Citrus Research Center Grove about 45 minutes southwest of Orlando.
It doesn't spare anyone. Research facilities like ours are just as susceptible to the problem as everyone else out there.
Gemitter pulls up to another tree with very few leaves and small, inedible fruit littering the ground under it. Telltale signs of the disease, he says. It affects the vast majority of trees here and hundreds of thousands more in commercial groves across the state. There's no known cure. But Gemitter and his partners have been breeding trees that seem to hold out longer before becoming infected.
Almost all the trees are in decline and dying. But then you're walking down the row and you come to four trees in a row, and suddenly these four trees in a row look good.
Scientists study these healthy trees, Gemitter calls survivors, to try and unlock their genetic secrets. But survivors are becoming scarcer. Among the unhealthy multitudes, he walks around a lone tree that's lush and covered with fruit.
There's something different about this tree.
No infection here, he says.
You stand here and you look at the oranges behind you. You know, you see the disease is everywhere.
But a closer examination reveals some of its fruit is turning green on the bottom.
This is also worrisome. The red nose, the color inversion. I don't think I want to go to see any more trees with you today. but this is the nature of the challenge and what's going on.
Despite setbacks, Gemitter says his team has developed 16 tree varieties they believe are resistant to greening, at least so far. Usually they'd study these experimental rootstocks for at least 15 years before selling them. But growers say they don't have that kind of time.
Our industry is in steep decline right now. It may be an indication of our desperation, but we need these rootstocks.
Mike Stewart is horticulture manager for Consolidated Citrus, one of the state's highest producing orange growers.
We're hopeful that they are better than, and they appear to be better than anything else, other rootstocks that we've got available at this stage.
He says normally his company wouldn't gamble on buying young, largely untested trees, but after replacing 500,000 trees in the past couple years, he says experimental is better than dead.
We don't have anything that looks any better, and we would probably be willing to risk putting all of our production on them.
But before growers can test the stocks commercially, Gemitter says the state must grant a permit exemption that would allow them to be mass-produced in Oregon and shipped back to Florida. Just as the legislature has invested more heavily in greening research, Gemitter says he's confident the exemption will be granted.
Many of the politicians recognize that this industry is worth about $10 billion to the state economy, 60,000 to 70,000 jobs. So this is important, not just to the farmers who do this, not just to the juice companies, but you consider the taxes that are paid and what that means for all the citizens of the state of Florida.
Gemitter and Stewart are on a technical advisory committee that will vote mid-December whether to recommend the exemption. Regardless of the decision, Gemitter says four of the 16 varieties will be ready for commercial trials next summer. For WFSU News, I'm Jessica Palumbo.